This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight,
yeah,
I'm cleaning out my closet.
Oh,
one more time.
Here we
go. Did you ever have someone protect
you? That was such a good song, albeit a little bit sexist. Actually, incredibly sexist. I never seen a
ass like that. The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I never seen an ass like
no,
that.
No, but what is like the way
Mary
you shake
Kate
it?
Mary Kate and Ashley used to be so awesome. Now they're getting older. They're starting to grow bum bums. I go to the
movies.
I go to
please.
The movies and sit down with my popcorn. Polly saying please. But I'm bum bum. What do you mean? Please. Okay. Hey.
What do you mean? Please.
Please.
I'm a human being.
I am naked. Look, I put away my zippers.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, we love you, Huey Herman.
1038. Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning, 3 minutes past seven on the 27th of May, 2025. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona, just myself and Fiona. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you doing, Dave?
Good, not too bad. Fantastic news.
Oh,
fantastic news. I have taken some of the things off the back of my phone.
Oh, thank God. I really thought it was going to fall off. Like, not your phone cover, the back of the phone itself. Yeah. I thought we were going to have to do surgery on it. So that's great.
I took some bits off yesterday.
You're so brave.
And I added some more bits on. Yay!
Right. Okay. Go on. What you have in it now?
I bought a new, one of those kind of, it's like a magnet.
Yeah. Right,
so it sticks on the back of your phone. And
your phone sticks on the back of your phone.
Yeah, I know, but this magnet sticks on the back of your phone and you can put your finger through the magnet so that you can hold the phone really easily.
Dave.
And then it's also a stand if you want it to be. And can I just show you the sound? Have a listen to this when you turn the little...
Oh, okay.
Isn't that lovely?
But like, I don't know what you're looking for with this stuff.
See,
like...
Yeah, and to be honest, it's not even great. I think I need to get a new one.
I think you might. I think you might need therapy. You need to really investigate what is going on with you before buying more stuff.
I need my phone to be a certain amount of things. I need it to be a stand. I need it to be able to hold. I need it to be able to stick to my magnet in my car. I also need it to be able to hold credit cards.
And you already had that magnet that sticks to your car. So what does the new one do?
So the new one, you can take off the new magnet, the ring. So I can take off the ring. So now it's just a magnet on the back of my case.
Oh.
But that's no use to me and not grippy enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I need the big magnetic.
Oh, well, that pays for itself.
Exactly.
It?
See,
that
there
is.
You go. And you thought this was silly.
No, love it.
Station.
Good morning, 10 minutes past 7, what's going on?
Not much. I know, like, birthday girls come in a bit late and stuff, but, like, where is Emma? Where's Emma?
Well, she's in Italy on holidays for 2 weeks.
She's not coming in today?
No.
But it's her birthday?
Yeah, I'd imagine that's probably why she's in Italy.
Oh.
For 2 weeks.
So she's not, like, coming in late or anything, like, coming in for 8?
No, that it'll be just me and you. It's just it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, but Emma's on holidays, so it's just myself and you.
Oh.
What?
No, it's Grant.
What's wrong? What happened? What did you do?
No, I can't believe I did this. I'm so stupid.
What did you do?
I planned a party for her.
Oh. We could still do it.
No, it's Grant.
No, come on.
It's stupid.
Hold on now. Come on. We. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, I have been in here since 5 a.m. blowing up balloons.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, show us the balloons.
Yeah. Woohoo. Here they are. Don't look too hard at what they say.
They say 30.
Well, she's close to that.
Ah, she's in her 30s.
Oh, I shouldn't have made her this card. With you and Callum on the front.
Thank you. So I was wondering why you took a photo of us.
Okay, well, will you wear the party hat at
least?
Of
course, yeah. Stick it on me. Perfect. Okay, so party hat's
on. It's so small because she's so petite.
Yes.
I also got her this present of her Weetabix wrapped up in a ribbon. And I thought she'd love that this morning. But anyway, oh no.
What?
What? I'm after getting voice notes from her entire family and friends.
Oh, but she's not here.
Oh, so we won't play them
no,
then?
No, I kind of want to hear it.
Go on. Let's play them.
Happy birthday, Emma. To the best auntie ever. Oh,
Florence.
Hi, Emma. Happy birthday. Have a lovely time. Kind regards to Jack.
Hi, Emma.
Kind regards.
Wishing you a happy birthday all the way from home here in Stradbally, County Waterford.
Happy birthday to you.
We've got Marilyn happy Monroe on the line.
Happy birthday to you. I love you lots. From
Emer,
love you.
Hi Emma, it's Paddy from the Heat and Boxing Academy. I'm just wishing you a big happy birthday from the whole HBA team, and well done on all your hard work and training to date.
Sorry, so who's in there? You've got Florence, her niece.
We've got Phyllis, her granny, who she loves.
Her mum.
Yeah, we've got all the extended family from Waterford.
Her best friend, Emer, her housemate,
former housemate, who she lived with. I didn't get Jack, like, because he's on holidays. Yeah. But I thought she'd be back. And then, of course...
Was that her sister as well?
Yeah, it was her sister. And then I thought I'd get the Boxing Academy, because she loves boxing so much. I thought you'd want to hear from them.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
I'm after paying for a cameo from Kendrick Lamar, her favourite artist.
Only about 15 grand.
Ah, God, go on, play it.
Emma, no.
Why did I do this?
Oh, no. That must have cost you so much money.
You think you'll... Do you think he'll revolute me back the 200
yeah,
quid?
Of course, sure, she didn't get to experience it.
Oh, for
I can't
sake.
Believe she's not here.
Right, go on, send back the herd of horses. Don't let them come into the studio. Oh, I know she loves horses.
You got her horses?
Yeah, I got a whole herd of them.
That's silly.
I got her dad's former Garda colleagues to do a guard of honour outside Marconi House because I thought she'd be arriving.
Yeah.
They're all on standby down there, so I'll send them home.
No, I made the same mistake as you.
Go on.
I forgot she'd be here. Yeah. She wasn't going to be here, so I bought her loads of stuff. I'm going to have to send back the 100 bottles of water that are going to last for the next 4 days. she constantly uses plastic water bottles.
No.
I got the clothes company Pelador. I got them to come in and they said they'll make that jumper she's been wanting for.
Oh my God.
You can only do it now. You'll have to go, lads.
Personalised Seamus on the back. And we better send Seamus home as well now. He's here. And he was about to say his first words.
Especially for Emma.
Ah, for God's sake, get him back in the crate.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Okay, an Australian healthcare worker. His name is Damien Gordon, right? He has done the impossible. He has saved over 25 grand in 7 years by collecting and recycling bottles and cans.
Stop. I thought you were going to say he saved 25 lives.
No.
And I was like, is that good in the scale of a healthcare worker? I don't know.
Yeah, no, not as great as
not
it could
your
be.
Quota, not your target.
25,000 euro, or dollars I suppose, in 7 years by collecting, recycling bottles and cans, which helped him buy a house.
Stop.
There you go. So young people, just use the deposit return scheme.
For God's sake.
Yeah, come on, the answer's right there. His journey began after cleaning up a rubbish-filled beach on his daily walks and volunteering at Clean Up Australia events. Even though he was volunteering, he was making a quick buck.
He was
because
like, I'll take those, I'll get rid of
those. He was taking the cans and buckets, exactly. In 2014, he helped run a music festival and discovered how profitable recycling could be when he earned €2,278 from 40,000 containers. That's not a lot. For 40,000 containers.
For the amount of effort. I love how he's just recycling for completely the wrong motive. It's like, save the planet, like give back to Mother Earth, and he's like, I might buy a house out of this.
Oh, honestly, I'm kind of like, I don't really care what the motive is.
Yeah,
I'm
fair.
Like, fair play to you for doing it. He set a goal to save our house deposit solely through recycling, expanding his collection work to various events. So he went all over the place to different festivals and whatever.
Okay.
So I've done some calculations and I'm going to tell you how you can do the exact same. How you can buy a house, a car, and anything else you want just through the deposit return scheme.
Oh, wow.
If you would like a 3-bed house, which is the average cost of Dublin, it's 600,000.
What?
I googled the average cost of a house in Dublin. It's now 600,000.
Yeah. That's sick.
It is, Fiona. But don't worry.
Just buy it with the cans.
The deposit return scheme is here.
Oh, we're sorted.
If you only have 15 cent bottles or cans, it'll only take you 4 million of them.
That's grand.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
If you only have the 25 ones with 25 cent, which are the bigger,
the bigger ones,
they're the ones I'd be going for now.
Yeah.
Reason being, you only need 2.5 million of them.
Oh, very good.
Now, let's say you don't want to, you know, have a family and you're just on your own, on your lonesome.
Yeah.
One bed apartment, city centre.
Yeah.
Talking average 350K.
Stop.
Don't worry about it. That's only 2,333,333.
Oh, okay.
15 cents.
Work smarter, not harder.
And if you want the 25 cent, it's only 1,400,000 25 cent bucks.
That's grand.
Not too bad. How about a decent secondhand car?
Yeah.
On average, they're going for about 12 grand, something like that.
Okay. Yep.
And maybe you could also trade in your old crappy car. Well, that's only 80,000 15 cent returns.
Jeez.
Or 48,000 25 cent returns.
That's absolutely grand.
So you're looking at that thing in the garage, that bag filled with cans. This is your moment. Here we go. Do you potentially have 48,000 of them?
We all do.
Surely. A new electric car will cost you about 45 grand.
Yeah.
But don't worry, 300,000 15 cent returns or 180,000 25 cent returns. This is fantastic.
Handy.
How about we kind of scale it down a little bit?
Yeah.
We go away from the large, you know, amounts.
Okay.
And we go to rent.
Yeah.
The average rent of like an apartment or a house is about 2,300 in Dublin. That's only per month 15,333 15 cent return bucks.
Oh my God. And your housemates in your shared house would love you storing them in
or
the bathroom, hallway.
Maybe you love the 2 liter bottles of Coke and water or whatever that kind of stuff is. Only 9,200. For your rent.
If you have money, mate.
How about a pizza? €15 average in Dublin for a pizza. I don't know where they're getting pizza. €15. That's going straight there.
In this economy?
In this economy?
Good luck.
That's 115 cent return. I think you could do that.
Yeah, no, not a bother. I do that. I do that this weekend.
How about the iPhone? New iPhone. It's coming out soon, probably in September.
It'll
only
love a new
cost
iPhone.
You about 6,666 15 cent returns. Or 4,025 cent returns.
Okay.
It's a lot of numbers I'm throwing at you, I understand. But lastly, just to add this in, a pint.
Yeah.
43 15 cent returns.
43 15 cent returns. That's okay.
That's not bad. Or 26 25 cent returns.
Yeah. I need to get on the big bottles.
It's all in big bottles.
Everything's
that's
big
where the money
bottles
is
nowadays.
Yeah, it's
okay.
All big bottles.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
So there you go. Just use the deposit return scheme and you will never be poor ever again.
I can't believe you solved the housing crisis.
It's amazing. It was so simple. Oh my God. I love it so much. It's Tuesday, which means one thing and one thing only. It's a kind of a brand new game that we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. Producer Callum.
Yes, woo. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Yay.
It's where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. So previous topics that we've done is like the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram, the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl, people who have performed at Croke Park, the last 10 performers of that, and loads more. In the studio this morning, Dave and Fiona, you've got 3 lives each.
Ooh,
you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list this morning. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for each incorrect answer, something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, which I don't think you will this morning, I think it's very tricky this morning, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. And if you fill a spot in the top 10 that the guys haven't guessed, this morning I'm going to double the prize. You'll get 2 cinema passes for every one that makes the top 10 that the guys don't get. Because I'm really thinking that this is tricky this morning.
Okay.
So that means
I think
they have to bring me or Dave if they're getting double.
Absolutely. So I think, it's going to be a fun one, but I think your mind's going to be everywhere this morning.
Okay.
So this morning and this week, I am looking for the most streamed songs on Spotify ever.
The most streamed songs on Spotify
ever.
Yes, and I'll give you one clue for this. There is no song in there here that was released before 2016.
Okay, perfect.
What? So we're not looking for like the Beatles or Elvis or something like that. We're looking for the most streamed songs on Spotify ever. Dave, I'm going to start with you.
I am going to say Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk isn't in the top 10.
Oh my god, already.
That's what you get for being confident. That's what you get for believing in yourself.
That's really bad.
Uptown Funk features are number 94 on the list.
Oh my god.
94?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, it's got to be some sort of Cruel Summer. Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer is number 30. That is her highest ranked song in the list, Taylor Swift.
What do you mean?
That's the highest ranked Taylor song?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, wow. She's raging at that.
So she doesn't feature in the top 10.
All right. Is it Espresso?
Espresso does not feature.
Oh, mother of God. This is the worst Top 10 Tuesday ever.
Dave, you've lost two lives already. Fiona,
oh
your
my
second
God.
Guess, please.
Have Lady Gaga Born This Way?
Lady Gaga Born This Way.
No chance.
Does not feature in the top 10.
Okay, so we've got one chance.
You've one life left.
We're
each.
Unreal.
I'm gonna say.
Wow.
I'm going to say Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo is number 68.
Oh my God.
Dave, you've lost all three lives with zero.
So, oh my God.
Fiona, you have to get one. You just have to guess one song in this top 10 to win the week.
I'm trying to.
Right. I'm like, will I say?
No, too recent.
No.
If Olivia Rodrigo's thinking...
Yeah, I know, but that was just constant. Like,
what about Beyonce? Something about Beyonce?
Yeah, I know, but...
Ed Sheeran, something about Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
No.
All right, Ed Sheeran.
I could say, like, Shape of You.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You features at number 2. Fiona, you get a point. God. Well done.
No, we did that together. You literally said the song. And I think you said the artist.
That song has 4.3 billion streams.
Oh, my God.
That is number 2. You keep guessing, Fiona. Oh,
I really nearly swore. You want me to keep guessing?
Keep guessing. Dave's lost all his lives.
I'd say even another Ed Sheeran song.
Oh,
there is one more Ed Sheeran song in the top 10.
There's one more.
Castle on the Hill.
Castle on the Hill. Yeah. Wait, I need a minute. What's his other songs?
He's got many. It wouldn't be Lego House.
He's got many. So true.
Yeah,
okay, go on. Castle on the Hill.
Castle on the Hill.
I can't believe he's in there twice. The Dirty Dog.
Castle on the Hill does not feature in that.
Nice. All right.
So there we go. What a failure of a Top 10 Tuesday.
God.
We are looking for the most streamed songs on Spotify ever. We have 9 places to fill still. The only song that has been filled so far is number 2, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. So 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp. Do you have any guess? A single guess could win you 2 IMC Cinema Passes this morning. So the most streamed song Spotify songs ever, 087-711-1038.
We are so getting fired.
We are so qualified to work here.
This is so bad. Emma would have got all of them.
Do you think she would? Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
All right,
Lamar,
let us know. We are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a game where I give you the topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that list is. We've had a stinker this morning. We were looking for the most streamed songs on Spotify ever, and in the studio, Dave and Fiona basically got one out of the 10, which was number 2.
Emma's not here. It's not our fault.
Yeah, we did that. We did the damn thing.
Got number 2, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. So we're looking to complete this 9 top songs streamed on Spotify ever.
But we're absolutely useless, so we need the help of Jamie. Jamie, what do you think is on this list?
I think it's Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Blinding
Lights by The Weeknd. All right. Is that in the top 10, Callum?
It's number 1.
Oh, Jamie.
Well done, Jamie. That's 2 IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to keep guessing?
Yeah, I have another Ed Sheeran guess.
Oh, yes. Give us the Ed Sheeran song.
I think it is a Perfect, because that one was way popular than Castle on the Hill anyways.
Perfect by Ed Sheeran is on the list at number 9.
Oh, my
Jamie,
God.
Jamie, you're unreal.
So that is 4 Cinema Passes. Any more guesses, or do you want to cash out there?
Come on, Jamie.
Help us out.
Maybe a Harry Styles song?
Harry Styles.
Okay.
Harry Styles, it is. As it was. Harry Styles, As It Was. Number 5!
Oh, my God, Jamie.
He needs our jobs, right? That's 6 Cinema Passes. Any more?
No, I can't think of any more.
Okay, you're cashing out for 6. All right, well, Jamie, stay there. We're going to complete
cashing
this
out.
List.
Yes, so number 1 was The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. Number 2, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Yeah.
Number 3, Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Love.
Wow.
Number 4, it's The Weeknd again with Starboy.
I'm a star boy.
Harry Styles, number 5, as it was. Jamie got that. Sunflower by Post Malone was number 6.
Never would have got it.
Is it helpful if I sing these?
Maybe not. Drake's One Dance was number 7. The Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber and Say was number 8. Perfect, Ed Sheeran, we got number 9. And number 10, Rogue, Believer, Imagine Dragons.
What a tune.
Who would have ever gotten
Believer.
That?
Believer!
And just some honourable mentions on the list. James Arthur's Say You Won't Get Let Go features at number 14.
What?
And Vance Joy, Riptide is number 18.
No!
Oh my God. Do you know that's the only song my brother knows how to play on guitar? He whips it out any chance he gets, so I'd say he's a good few of those listens.
Jamie, I can't thank you enough for helping us complete that list. Have a fantastic day. You've just won 6 IMC Cinema Passes.
Jamie, thank you.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Earned those.
You really did. Have a great day.
I definitely did. Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Wow.
That is so embarrassing.
What a top 10 Tuesday. Like, really, really great topic.
Great, yeah.
Terrible
yeah.
players.
A tough one if you work in music. If music is your job.
That wouldn't be us.
Yeah, no, no. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hey, let's go. Good morning. 4 minutes past 8. Happy Tuesday, by the way. Welcome to the greatest day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love it.
Okay.
We love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good morning and welcome along if you're just getting into the car, if you're just waking up. It's Emma Nolan, our co-host's birthday, but she's on holidays.
Wow.
And I'm a bit raging because I planned a whole birthday party for her. We did it at 7 a.m.
And which she didn't
is,
even
of course,
show up.
No, she didn't. She's in Italia. So I was thinking for a forfeit, I was trying to think, what can we do, you know, to punish her for not coming to her birthday party when she's in Italy.
She's been punished enough, in fairness, yeah, Fiona. She's 31.
So I was thinking what we could do is, you know how much Emma loves to do an accent,
mm-hmm.
right? So when Emma arrives back from her holidays, if she doesn't text us between now and the end of the show or send a voice note or even ring us, she has to do the entire show, her first show back, in an Italian accent.
Oh, wow.
And she can't slip into Marge Simpson. She can't slip into
I don't think anyone wants to know that. To hear that.
I do. I love it. And she'll have to wear like a hat and sunglasses
and
the
mustache.
She'll be, yeah. Okay. So if you maybe want to, if you're a friend of Emma's or you just don't want to see her fail miserably, maybe send her a little Instagram DM and let her know to ring the show quickly. It's Emma treble underscore Nolan.
Yeah,
she hit you with that
underscore.
3 underscores.
I don't know why. She got 3 underscores.
So good. You underscored it thrice.
Thrice.
Isn't that how the saying goes? So yeah, send Emma a little DM. Emma underscore 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 Nolan and say, listen, text Dave and Fiona quick. Otherwise, you have to do your entire show on your first show back in an Italian accent.
And
okay?
Also, wish her a happy birthday.
Oh yeah, say happy birthday as well. Yeah, yeah.
From us too, because we haven't actually texted her yet.
No, we haven't. We just did this whole thing for content, but we haven't been in touch.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This morning we are celebrating failure, which is handy Ooh. For Dave and I because we are partial to a bit of that ourselves.
That's it.
So the question we are throwing out to you, the listener, is how many times did it take you to pass your driving test? Mm. Please, if it was 5 or more, get in touch. And get in touch if you did it first time and you're a high achiever. But we had a caller on yesterday who had failed her test a load of times, but she kept it deliberately vague, working in the motor industry.
Oh, yeah.
So she was trying to not reveal to her colleagues how often she'd failed it and that she still hadn't passed.
I do, but I keep failing.
Oh, my God,
I failed
girl,
like 7
same.
Times.
7 times.
7. That's Ooh. A lucky number. You're going to get it on number 8. Oh, the nerves, like when you keep going back in. I think I passed mine on the 4th or the 5th time.
Okay.
And like by the... I think it was 4th. And by the 4th time you're going in there, you are just so nervous. Mm. Like you feel like you're just going to fail.
Would that
like
be the opposite?
The
like, would it be not the first... 2 times, and then after the 4th, you're like, well,
how are you, Jerry? Like. It's you and me again today, isn't it? Every time I went back in, I kept failing on something different.
Right.
One time I failed on observation, and then the next time I was observing too much. It was slowing me down. I was looking in the mirror too much. Because, you know, there's that old trick on the driving test, like wear a ponytail or like wear a dangly earrings.
Clever.
And be like clanging your head around so that like
the he can tell
that you're like really checking your mirrors. And I think I might have got a bit too theatrical with it on the third test. But we got there in the end.
You whipped him in the face with
my God,
the ponytail.
I did. And he was like, look, I'll take that maybe like in the evening, but right now we're at the driving test, girl. So yeah, we got there eventually, but oh my God, it's just the bane of my life.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun experience, I don't think, for anyone. My mom did fail it first time because your man said she was going too slow and she thought he was joking. And she was just like, I think she did it in town, and she was like, good one. Give me my license. Yeah. He was like, no, seriously.
He's like, no, you were going 15 kilometres an hour.
I did my test in Dundalk, hey.
All right.
And I remember I failed it the first time. I passed it the second time, but I failed it the first time. I failed on, I think, everything you could fail on.
Love it.
When you open the bonnet. Yeah. Before you do the test, he was like, what's that? I was like, don't know. What's that? Don't know. What's that? Not a clue.
Oh, it's the worst start ever. Because for a few of my tests, I'd forgotten to look over that. And I still don't know. You know when it's like, how do you check the oil?
Yeah.
And I was trying to get away as much as
I
could without
bring it to the garage.
Actually, he's like, yeah, my dad does it. So I was like, you lift the little stick out. And he was like, and then? I was like, you rub it with a bit of tissue paper. Yeah. And he was like, and then? And I was like, and then you put it back in.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't know what is the little thing meant to mean.
That's good. You take it out, you wipe with it, you put it back in, take it back out, see where it is.
Yeah, but he was like, what does that achieve? Like, what? I think I forgot the bit about see where it is.
The level of it.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, I know the action, I know the routine, but
know,
I don't
every
know.
Time I do that, every time I take the dipstick out and clean it and put it back in and take it back out, I'm like, am I a mechanic? Oh my
God. Do I have a degree in mechanical engineering?
Just like going around with oil all over my hands. Like, yes, I guess I was fixing cars.
Do you have a bit of hands on there? And you have to wipe it with like the crusty bit of tissue that your dad always has in his jeans pocket.
Yeah,
it's like, here, give us that. And then he like wipes his face with it afterwards. Just mine? Okay.
So there you go. How many times did it take to pass your driving test?
Yes. And let us know about the theory test as well, because that's a killer. People think that they have that in the bag.
The theory test is so difficult. I actually did the theory test for the first time again, like only a couple of months ago.
Oh, did you?
Totally.
Just to see where you were.
Just to see what the story was. I hadn't a clue.
What's new in car theory these days?
I don't know, but it's like stupid stuff. It's like, you know, do you remember that famous Darren Conway quote where it's like, what do you do if a tractor's on the motorway? Don't know. I live in Dublin, mate.
This morning on the show, we are celebrating failure. You don't have to do everything perfectly all the time. No. Do you know what I mean? So that's why we're asking on 0877111038, how many goes did it take you to pass your driving test? Make me feel a bit better. I think it took me about 4.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay,
fair enough. I'm a great driver now. Do you want a lift?
Yeah, and me too. And not me too as in like me, I'm not a good
me
driver too.
Too.
But for me. Two. Exactly. Eileen, how many times did you fail your test?
Twice?
That's not too bad.
That's not bad at all, Eileen. I was the exact
and
same.
I actually did my, on my first driving test, I drove pretty well.
Yeah.
But the tester had seen me going around without an L sign on my car and he brought that up. And I think that was the only reason I didn't get it.
Oh, so he was a stalker.
Yeah.
He needs to be arrested.
I saw you practicing around and he said, do you think you should have an L plate on your car?
Oh my God.
Eileen, that's not on.
That's really not.
Yeah, that's actually creepy. Where did you do your test? Somewhere kind of small town?
In Rathgar.
Rathgar?
In Rathgar. Yeah.
So how does he know your movements? It's a busy
city.
Well,
he probably saw me practicing. I was practicing before the test, like a couple of days, and he obviously had noticed me in and out.
That's creepy.
I mean, Rathgar is a tough place to do your test. It is a very, very busy street.
Oh my God, when you have to get into that lane, what's that pub? The 105?
The 108.
108, and it's like, what lane do I need to be in to turn straight?
Yeah.
It's
Turn straight.
But I got it anyway. Second time.
Oh, Eileen, well done. And honestly, let's report that guy because I'm getting not good vibes on that.
Eileen, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay, cheers. Bye, then.
Bye.
Good luck. I love this so much. Margaret was also on.
I moved from New York. I had to take the test here. And it was in an area of Dublin I hadn't been before. And while driving, I happened to say to the tester, that looks gorgeous, the snow on the mountains. And he advised me I couldn't speak to him or I'd fail. And about... 2 minutes later, after shaking his pen, he asked me for a pen because his was frozen. And I said to him, if I answer you, do I fail? Like, is this a trick? And he's like, no. So he pulled over, I found him a pen, and I passed.
Oh my God,
the absolute neck.
That's awful.
I actually can't believe that. That is so horrible.
Do not talk to me, you will fail. Also, do you have a pen?
Do you know the way we all, like, make a bit of an effort with the Americans who come over? Yeah. We're like, ah, yeah, ham it up, be extra nice, the Cade Mila Fulton. And he was like, I am going to do the direct opposite.
But you know for a fact, like, if that was me and he was like, sorry, do you have a pen? I would continue driving on the road. I'd be like, yeah, so
literally, here. Yeah, head into the bag.
Hold on, I'll have a look here for you. Hold on, I'll climb into the back and check the boot.
Oh my God, Margaret, he's like, my pen is frozen. She's like those mountaintops I referenced earlier.
Lucy, how many attempts did it take to pass your test?
My driving test the first time.
Ooh.
Very good.
Okay, bragging.
My theory test, it was the sixth time before I passed, guys.
Six theory tests?
But, like, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm literally driving on my way to work. I mean, that's a piece of paper they call the peer test.
Technically, you shouldn't be driving while you're on the phone.
That's great. That's
not holding my phone while driving. I swear it's on hands-free.
Okay, fair enough, Lucy. Okay, so what was it that really got you with the theory test?
I mean, the studying. You have to study for your theory test. I went in so naive and just thought I'd easily pass it, but I guess not. And it took me 5 times to learn that, so yeah.
Okay, fair. You just love that theory test office where you have to put your phone in a little locker.
€80 fee.
Oh my God.
Love it.
That's not.
I know.
Lucy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was one of the toughest things to do, was to study for the theory test.
Yeah, yeah.
You just had to keep doing tests.
And you had to have the right edition of, like, the CD or the book or the app or however.
Because they change, like, so often as well.
Yeah, and then, like, when you failed it, the woman at the desk would be like, what version of the app did you have, love? And you're like, the one from 1972.
I think Ryan was on as well. He's had some fails.
Morning, guys. I failed my theory test 8 times over the space of 2 years.
I'll go on.
4 times I got the 34 marks. On the first go of the practical exam, I passed with fine colours. Thanks a million.
It must, like, be so bad when you walk into the theory test and they go, how are you, Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan, back at your usual seat. Would you like the usual computer, love?
I love it.
Wonder how many times it took Tate. Now, she's in a sports car.
Very true.
Specialized.
I like a great segue there. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And speaking of Emma, that is her favourite artist. And she's not here on her birthday.
She's not here.
Happy birthday to Emma. One thing about Emma is, you know, she's listening.
Oh, of course. But I'm kind of scarlet that I pulled out all the stops now. I did a little party at 7 a.m. There was balloons. There was a cameo from Kendrick Lamar, which I'm hoping I get the money for back. There was voice notes from all her family and friends. There was a cake. There was a card. There was horses. There was the guard of honour from the guards of Waterford, her dad's former colleagues. And
luckily, this is all on radio, so there's no proof.
Oh, no, it was great. It was great for us in studio, I have to say. And then at 8 o'clock, because I was still so raging, I said, listen, if Emma doesn't call us and say thank you for all this by the time the show is over, she has to do her first show back entirely in an Italian accent.
Yeah, yeah.
So we asked the listeners to give her a text on Instagram and say, listen, you better ring Dave and Fiona because they're being quite petty on air this morning.
We were being quite petty, yeah. Another Emma, a different Emma, has texted in. And she said, good morning. The confusion I had this morning being my birthday and my name being Emma. I totally thought Spin knew at the start. It was my birthday until I remembered Emma Nolan and not me.
Stop.
Have a great day.
Oh my God. I love the level of self-obsession.
Yeah,
that is what we would expect from a Gemini. Happy birthday to you, Emma.
I feel like
Emma.
Happy birthday to you, other Emma, and to our Emma. I feel like she missed out on the party. I feel like we should just talk to her. Like,
do you think we should?
Give her a buzz. She's definitely listening. And she's definitely up.
Ah, yeah.
She's probably walking away somewhere in Italy there. And yeah, she's going to have a good birthday. We'll give her a call.
Holding a fake lead.
Hello.
Buono tutti, Emma.
Buongiorno.
How are you?
Buongiorno.
And a happy birthday. Felice compleanno. I don't know how they say it in Italian, but happy birthday.
Many happy returns.
Yeah, that's it. A happy birthday.
You're the birthday girl. Why? You have to give me a kiss.
Why is my granny telling me she was on spin this morning?
Well, I got a bit mixed up, Emma. I thought you'd actually be here for your birthday, so I planned a few bits. I got some balloons. I made you a card.
We had a full party, Emma.
We had a whole thing.
And a load of people sent you some voice notes. Do you want to hear them?
Oh, yeah.
Have a listen.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Hi,
Emma. Happy birthday. Have a lovely time. Kind regards to Jack.
Hi, Emma. Wishing you a happy birthday all the way from home here in Stradbally, County Waterford.
Happy birthday to you.
That's Emer.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I was like, who's that?
From Emer, I love you.
Hi, Emma. It's Paddy from the Heat and Boxing Academy. I'm just wishing you a big happy birthday to the whole HBN team. And well done on all your hard work and training to date.
All that for nothing, Emma. We're absolutely raging.
What is going on?
We brought Seamus into studio. He'd learned to talk. He's back in the crate now.
Guys.
It was a crazy party. You would have absolutely loved it.
I love you guys.
But anyway, happy birthday, Emma. Enjoy your holiday, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Emma, you've been practicing. That was brilliant.
I really have. Guys, love yous.
Go on. Thanks.
We love you.
Have a great birthday. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye. I love it. If you're a bit confused about the boxing thing, if you listen to the show, you know Emma is absolutely obsessed with a bit of boxing.
Loves it.
So we had to slide into the DMs of her boxing training academy. I'm so happy they sent us the voice
Way
note.
Better than any celebrity cameo.
Yeah, no, that was really the icing on the cake, I have to say.
You're on spin. This is Lola Young and Messi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? This week on the show, we have got prizes to give away from our friends at IKEA. They're our friends, not yours. You will save money and collect points every time you shop, eat or attend an event at IKEA by unlocking all the fab rewards they have to offer. You can see IKEA.ie for more.
It's like my waddy. They're my friends. They're not your friends. Right, who's on to play? Let's go with Owen. How are you, Owen?
Hey, how's it going?
Owen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning,
Fiona.
Owen.
Fiona, what's the story?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
Just driving to my parents to log in for work, really.
Oh, right. You work from your parents' house and not your own house?
No, I moved house, so at the moment I'm working in my parents' house for now. It's not fully set up yet.
Okay.
Oh, very
enough.
Good. So you're still scrounging the parents' Wi-Fi. I love it.
I respect it, Owen. That's what you got to do in this economy. All right, Owen, we got a €200 IKEA voucher for you to potentially win today, but we got to play a little game first.
Okay, so how the game works. You have to pick me or Dave to play with you. Producer Callum has hidden 4 €50 vouchers in the studio. So pick which one of us you would like to find those for you, and then they will be coming directly to you so that you can furnish your new house.
I'm gonna say Dave.
Yeah, okay. Dave. Good choice.
Right, Owen, we got 30 seconds on the clock. The best look, here I go now.
Okay, he's frantically looking around the room. He's honestly wasting energy this way. Okay, no, that's just his own sheet. He found one on top of some headphones.
Okay, we got
go on. He found another one beside a light switch. All right, you know, he's doing very well. Okay, there was another one tucked in, kind of between the door. Go on. He found another one behind a safe.
Time to spare.
21 seconds.
Owen, he absolutely nailed that for you.
Spare, Owen. Good for you.
I knew you had it in your head.
Owen, congratulations. A €200 IKEA voucher is all yours. Owen, thank you so much. I'm out of breath. Have a fantastic
day. Thank you, Owen.
Thanks very much, guys. See you then.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, well, we play at the exact same time tomorrow. Please pick Fiona.
I love that sweaty upper lip.
Yeah, thank you. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, happy Tuesday, 9:05. What's going on?
Good morning, how are you?
Do you know what? I'm kind of a little bit annoyed today. I don't know what to do. Right, obviously I was in Manchester over the weekend.
Manchester.
And I was at the United match, and it was fantastic, and I had a ball. And I was there with my girlfriend, and we kept taking photos. I was like taking selfies. I was in front of Old Trafford and at the pitch and just different areas around. And I get too excited. I'm like, look what I'm doing right now. And I post it on my story, right?
Oh.
But now I've nothing to post on the grid that people haven't seen. Because every single photo I've taken, I put straight in my story.
Yeah.
Because that's just an instant thing for me. I'm like, take a photo, put it on my story. I would never take a photo and put it on the grid. I would never do that. I have to be tactical about the grid. I have to make sure I know what's going up there and you know, be happy with it.
Yeah.
So it takes a couple of days. So now I want to upload all my photos from Manchester.
Yeah.
But everyone's already seen them. And I don't think they're going to like them again.
Okay, but how intentionally do you think people consume your Instagram stories? Do you think people are like, whoa, that has left its mark on me now. I will be thinking about that for the rest of the week.
Are you telling me people don't do that?
I mean, I do.
Of course.
But, like, not others.
So, hold on. You're saying, no, it couldn't be this, but what I'm getting from you is that you're saying people don't walk around life thinking about my Instagram.
I can't speak for all of Dublin, but some have these crazy things called jobs. Some people have kids and all. They might not just be like, God, that was a great story Dave did over the weekend.
You know I'm just such main character energy that as soon as I put up a story, I'm going to, people are going to be thinking about that for days.
You're like, let's check news. That's the top of the hour on there.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Let's make tonight the week.
Good morning.
I am having a terrible time.
Dave.
I have had something stuck in my head for the last week and I can't get it out of my head. Yesterday on the show, me and Fiona were talking about stims and like the vocal stims that we have, where these random things in pop culture that we say. Things, you know, like...
Things like, sell me a lemon.
Yes, from whatever that
Matilda.
Was.
Matilda.
Matilda. And mine like, was to not to.
Not to.
From Cars that was Mater.
Or things like, yeah, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie.
From Celebrity Big Brother
so
in 2008.
And it brought up, I was like, oh my God, there's this thing that's been stuck in my head. And I tried to add it to my Stims list, but I couldn't because I didn't know where it was from.
Oh,
but I say it all the time. I don't know why I say it. Like, I say it if we're going into... Like, say if I'm walking outside, I'm like, do I need a jacket? Will I get... What? It's just the word. You have no idea how much sleep I've lost over this. It is just the word wet.
Oh.
Saying wet, not what. Wet. And it's some sort of accent. I don't know. So what do I do when I'm very confused? I go to ChatGPT.
Of course.
Right, and I said, I'm looking for a reference to something from a TV/movie/online. I basically have no information to give you. Apart from the fact that it's a man, I think he's Italian or Russian or Ukrainian. Something with an accent.
Just to narrow it down, yeah.
And all he says is, what? Just the once. I have no idea why or who he says it to. But I get the idea he's confused when he says the word, what?
That is a great.
And he says it with an accent, right? And so ChatGPT is like, I'm going to need more info, bro.
Love you, support you, but you're going to need to give me something.
So I was like, oh, wait, maybe he's Italian.
Maybe.
And I think it was comedic. That's what I said. It said Ghostbusters 2. I scoured the movie. It's not in Ghostbusters 2. I have not even seen Ghostbusters 2, so I don't know why I would think it was in that.
I've just thought of something.
Go on.
Is it from Ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
It seems like that kind of vibe.
What?
He could be describing something
but
in the kitchen.
That's more French, though. And I think it's Italian. I think, to be honest, I think it's Italian-American.
Mm,
I think it's a guy. It's a guy saying it to someone. And he might even say like, what?
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know why. I haven't a clue. So,
I think I need to put your facial expression as you're doing it up on the Instagram story because you really, like, I think that kind of tells a bit of it as well.
So I put this on my story yesterday, right? And would you like me to do it now?
Yeah.
What?
And do it two more times.
What? What?
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's that. So I have no idea. I put it up on my Instagram story yesterday. I said, please, please, please. Someone said, is it Borat? It's not Borat. Mm. And then the rest of the 90% of people, or the rest of them, said it was Robert De Niro.
No. It's
not Robert
De Niro. It's more cartoony.
It's not cartoony.
Oh,
that's the thing.
Okay.
I think it's a real thing. But it is like the accent is very kind of, you know, theatrical. What? Like, no one actually speaks like that.
It's not like from Sopranos or anything, is it?
No, but if that's the accent. I think that is the
Italian
accent.
American.
If it ends up being Ukrainian, I'm going to go mad. But yeah, it's like Italian-American accent.
Okay.
And he just says, what?
What?
So if you have any idea, and seriously, that is all the information I can give you. I don't have anything else. I have scoured the internet looking for this.
No, I really hope someone can help you with this.
So it could be from a movie, it could be from a TV show, it could be from a TikTok. If you know, 087-711-1038. Please, please, please. If you want a couple more times. wet.
Oh, very good.
Wet. Mm. And lastly, wet.
See, I think you're doing a Robert De Niro face.
I am,
that's
yeah,
why people are confused.
Enough. 087-711-1038. Raven Linnae right now on spin. 20 past nine, good morning. Happy Tuesday, by the way. Good. Not a happy Tuesday for me, though, because I am racking my brain to see if I can find out what this reference is from. It's just one word, and it's the word wet. And it's been doing my head in for the last week or so, because it's something from something I've seen. Could be a TikTok, could be a movie, could be a TV show. Absolutely no clue. So I thought, why not bring it to the show and see if anyone can guess it. I think it's an Italian-American saying it.
Yeah.
That's as far as we know.
Wet.
Liana, what do you think wet is from?
I don't know what it's from, but as you're saying it, I'm here to myself going, what? And then I was like, maybe it's not wet. Maybe he's trying to say, I don't know what it's from either, but okay. I do recognise people saying, like, what?
What?
So
what?
It sounds familiar to you, but you think I've got the syllable wrong. You think it's what instead of wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incredibly unhelpful, Liana. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
I'm gonna go look for what
I'm
now.
Help in your search.
Say again?
Yeah, it might help in your search. Because yes. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's more, what?
What?
Because
okay.
I don't understand. I don't know what part of the movie it is, but I'm kind of going, I can't see somebody in a movie just shouting, wet?
Wet.
Yeah, fair enough, Liana. That's a very good point.
If anything, you've widened the search.
Liana, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks,
sorry.
Liana.
You're good.
Bye.
Okay, so I have to go search for some more now.
Now I have to search for what?
Oh, for
that
what?
Should be a good
and
handy
wet.
Google search.
Holly was on.
Hi, is it Joey from France? It just sounds like, and I can picture your facial expression, that it's a Joey's from France thing. And when all else fails, I usually think it must be from France.
Do you know what? That's, I actually do the exact same. I'm always like, if it's, it must be from France.
Yeah.
It must be France.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't think it is. Again, I really think it's Italian American, to be fair. Joey is, but I don't think it's him. All right, Aideen is on. Aideen, what do you think wet is from?
I think Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Oh, you think it's actually Puss in Boots?
Antonio Banderas.
You think it's Spanish?
Yeah.
I do. Yes.
Oh, okay. And have you seen that movie? Because I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know why I'd be sick and saying that.
No, I haven't. No, but I was just thinking from Shrek, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. Interesting. Okay, well, it's not ringing a bell. And if I've no kind of thing to go on, like if no quote, then I'm really in the.
Do you think you'll know when someone says it's this? You'll be like, yes.
Yes, or, I think
okay.
I would.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
I think I just I have it on the tip of my tongue. I feel. Do you know what I mean?
The tongue.
Aideen, thank you. I'm going to scour Puss in Boots and see if it's that.
Thank you, Aideen.
No worries.
Good
thanks,
luck.
Guys.
Bye. Oh, there's lots of things to be searching for. I need to go home and watch so many movies.
Mm. Are you okay?
My life is so tough. Aideen was on as well.
Dave, I've just gotten into the car and I'm hearing you say wet.
Wet?
As in, you know, all of Dublin listening right now is supposed to know what that is. But I might know what it is. Pink Panther movie in 2006 with Steve Martin in it. He plays someone with a similar French accent to, I'm assuming that's what you're going for. Have a look at that and see if that's what I'm going for.
Do you know what's so funny is my girlfriend Pippa's uncle just texted me saying the exact same thing, saying Pink Panther. But I've never seen Pink Panther. So I don't think.
Well, could
that.
The clip have been on TikTok or something?
It could be. That's actually true. But again, I still feel like it's one of those things that if someone told me the reference,
like,
I go,
oh, yeah,
yes,
I've seen it
that's
those
it.
Times. Yeah.
Killian, what do you think wet is from?
It's Fat Tony from The Simpsons.
Do you think it is?
100% Italian American accent.
I know. That's the thing. Like, he's the first person that came to mind when I said Fat Tony was when we said American Italian or whatever.
And do you know the context, Killian? Like, when he says it or what he's describing?
Oh. I was on TikTok there looking at videos and clips. I couldn't find it. Well, like, if you look at the clips, it's 100%.
Okay, right. See, the only reason I think it might not be is that I feel like if someone told me the reference, I go, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
But is Fat Tony, it just doesn't ring
it's
a bell that he ever says that. I don't know, but you could be right. I'm actually not sure, to be honest with you, Killian. But thank you so much for suggesting it.
Cool, 100%. Chat to you later.
Have a great day,
Killian.
Bye. Okay, right. So I've an interesting 24 hours ahead of me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go home and I'm just going to research.
Yeah.
I'm going to find this because I'm really sorry. I don't have an answer for you.
No.
Because no one has given me the one where I went, yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that someone has gotten the right answer. It could be incredibly niche. Likelihood being me, it is incredibly niche.
Alternative King.
If you know at any point, just text the word wet. And then your guess or what you think it is to 087-711-1038. Maybe you're listening on the podcast later on or Instagram DM me. That's fine too. It's at Mr. David Hammond. Anything. Just Wet? Wet? What is that from?
What is wet?
What is wet?
I love how we're well into the work day now and everyone is probably like sneaking away from their desks to Google wet and like voice noting you.
What would you Google to find that man saying wet?
David Hammond loves wet.
Wet? Khaki Kids, date night. This is Spin. Good morning. Wet? Oh. Rosé, Bruno Mars,
APC. Jump scare. There's more.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Tickets. All right, we have got a holiday to give away to you, potentially for free. Well, 100% for free, but it just could potentially go to you.
I would certainly like to leave the country after what I've just witnessed there. Anyway, we would like to get you away with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Who are we going to sort out with 7 nights of Pierre and Bacon Disease Village in Fuerteventura?
Sally's on to play. Sally, what are you up to this morning?
Nothing, just done the school run in the rain.
Oh, you sound like you really need a holiday. You sound like that school run is getting you down a bit there, Sally.
I would love a holiday, yeah.
Fair enough. Is it primary school or secondary school, Sally?
Primary school.
How many of them?
I've 2.
Okay, very good. And so what's the plan for you for the rest of the day after the school drop? Just wait until you go and collect them?
Wait until I go and collect them and then do some shopping. So real exciting stuff.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Food shop? Clothes shop?
Food shop.
Very good. Okay. And do they be throwing everything into the trolley being like, Ma, can I get these crisps? Can
Absolutely.
I get these
shepherd
dips? You're like, yeah, go on.
I've no patience yet.
Yeah.
Go on. All right, well, Sally, it definitely sounds like you need a holiday. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. When's the last time you were away on holiday?
2-3 years ago.
Okay, you're in desperate need of one, so, Sally. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You deserve one. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sally?
I have, yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Is it 25?
It is. Do you know how many songs and artists are going to play?
5.
We like it, Sally. That's it. 25 seconds on the clock. 5 songs an artist are going to play. You need to guess them to win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Sally, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sally?
Yep.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Ballymun.
Sally from Ballymun. The best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock.
Good luck, Sally.
And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Sally. Sally didn't come to play.
No, she did
came
not.
To slay.
She came to win a holiday.
Oh, she did. You got that in an incredible 3 seconds. So you have 22 seconds left for 4 songs. Keep playing that way and you will not be doing that food shop later.
Absolutely not. Sally, let's go for song 2. With your swap remaining, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hosier, Too Sweet.
Oh my God. What was that in? Another 3 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was correct. Hosier, Too Sweet. If you keep getting these in 3 seconds, I'm dying.
Stop! I'm starting to get nervous.
No, you're killing it. Just keep doing exactly what you're doing.
19 seconds on the clock. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Who's the artist?
No, I don't know. Do you want
to
swap it?
Swap it.
All right, that was Paul Russell. You were right with the name. It is Lil Boo Thang.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
That's all right.
No, you were dead right to swap. It's grand. You're back to 19 seconds now for these 3 songs, and I think you will get this swap song.
Here we go. Song 3, Sally, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
I Can't Believe It.
No. What you do when you're sad, you...
Oh, Cry Too?
Yeah.
Cry for...
Cry for Too?
No.
Cry for You?
Oh! Oh my God! Sally, you are so close, and you're going to kick yourself. It's Cry for Me.
Oh, so close.
But Sally, fantastic player. We do not have players that guess songs within 3 seconds.
No.
That was incredible, Sally. Really, really good. You should be proud of yourself.
Next time.
Yes, no, do come back and play again. Throw an eye over the playlist there and just familiarise yourself with the songs. Those kind of trickier ones, because you clearly have it in you to win.
Yeah, and we're rooting for you. Sally, thank you so much for playing. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had fun.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
There we go. See you later, Sally from Ballyer.
Yeah. I wish we could have gotten her away. that not a holiday in 2 to 3 years really hit me.
I feel like we have this holiday for 2 to 3 years.
We do.
We've had this since the last time she was on holiday.
So please, if you think you would slay that game, if you think you'd make light work of that, please, golden in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
Come on and play tomorrow. You could take this holiday off us, please. Especially while Emma's away, it'd be fantastic.
I'd love that.
Bless Cameron Watson kisses. This is Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome in. It is the most important part, I would say, not just of this show, but of any radio show ever in the world.
Oh, okay. No pressure.
So, yeah, it's just a little segment where I am able to kind of chime in and say whatever I want, which some would say is every part of this show. But hey, this one's called Fiona's Final Thoughts. And today on the segment, I've realised I am too repressed to have my food served to me by an Italian man. Okay?
Specifically Italian.
Italian, or anyone who is confident sexually in themselves.
Oh, this
wouldn't be Irish.
Sexually confident people now terrify me.
Yeah, yeah. So it's quite unnerving to observe with the naked eye. So I told you already, I was out for a saunter after work yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm heading to Sicily next month for my holidays.
Nice.
So I was like, ooh, I'll go to Amuri by day, which is a beautiful Sicilian restaurant off Grafton Street. And like during the day, they do like these really nice viral sambos.
Okay.
And I was like, let me try that. Already ordering it, I was mortified. Focaccia with mortadella, stracciatella, scamorza, and homemade pistachio sauce.
God, you're butchering.
I was dying. And so I had to do a bit of it. Oh, do you know that one? Do you know the top one? Like, that's from Instagram.
Smell
and
that
all.
One, dare you?
The one that like everyone is like pulling apart, like
Scaramucci.
I saw Nasty having it. And, so already, I was like, who do I think I am?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Italian sandwiches now, is it?
For lunch?
You're not going to a deli.
In this economy.
But anyway, so then the only table was directly opposite the till, like closer than Dave is sitting to me right now. So, and already eating the sandwich, it was very wet. It was very sloppy. It felt like an intimate act.
Okay.
I felt quite indecent sitting right beside the lad who served me. I ate it so fast because I was nervous. And, you know, as I was leaving, the guy behind the till, the sandwich artiste, he goes, "How good?" I was like, imagine having that much confidence as like a 17-year-old who like took for your carvery dinner. How good. And I was so tempted to do the like Irish dad, "Didn't like that," with the like empty plate. Oh God. Imagine
full refund.
Huh? Imagine like a plumber unclogging your drain and being like, How good? 400 euro, Moreto, for unclogging your drain. So yeah, if you're someone who is sexually confident working in hospitality, please use sign language to ask me what sandwich I want.
I'm like that as well. I'll never forget. We talked about this on the show before when I went to that place in Skerries that does the ice cream. Was it Scrum Diddlies or something? Yeah, on the pier. The one on the pier.
Oh, yeah. And the one on the pier.
Yeah, and it was
the
like, they had one that was like a mucky mess. I was like, I'll just get one mucky mess.
No! Or when it's a cocktail, it's like, can I have this slippery? Say it like fully serious.